The West Live. The West Live with Jenna Clark. Brought to you by Neds. Take it to the Neds level. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
I cannot believe Chief Crime Reporter of the West Australian Ben Harvey doesn't know the Blue Heelers soundtrack.
I do know Blue Heelers. I'm a great fan of aging police drama series.
Good. Well, I know one man that did. Senior Constable Mick Slaughter from Crime Stoppers.
Hi, Jenna. How are you?
So nice to see you again.
Good to see you too.
How's things in the crime business this week?
There's always things happening, as we say, each and every fortnight. But we like to catch them as well, so that's why we're here.
Indeed. Let's start. What do we got today, fellas?
Well, as usual, man in Thornley gets asked for cigarettes, gets punched.
Again?
Yeah. Oh. I don't know if it's the same guy. He's got to start carrying a packet of cigarettes so he can actually give some away and stop getting punched. But take us through it, Nick.
Yeah, this one happened about 5:40 p.m. on Tuesday the 8th of September. The victim, a male age in his 20s, was at the skate park.
There you go.
A skate park.
In his 50s. It's just all adding up.
Why are you getting all golden triangle? We don't like skate parks in our backyard right
skate
now.
Skate parks, nothing good comes out of a skate park.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
It keeps kids occupied, surely.
Indeed.
Yes, dealing meth.
Yeah, well, you got to keep the older guys out, maybe. But
yeah,
in this toys. Case, it's the older guy
yeah.
who was the victim. Older.
So
what happened, he was approached by another male. We believe he's aged in his late teens, maybe mid-teens at least. He's asked for a cigarette. And now the victim has actually said, mate, you look a little bit too young for smoking. So he said, nah, I'm not going to give you one. So this young bloke took a bit of an exception to it. So he became agitated. The victim walked away and went to his car, put his skateboard in the car. And as he's opening the door to get in, he's been punched from behind very forcibly. So he's hit the ground. And he's ended up with a fractured cheekbone, swelling and bruises, and he was unconscious. So fortunately, some bystanders came around and helped him, got an ambulance for him, and he was taken off to hospital to be treated.
There you go. That guy's life completely changed in the stroke of a fist.
What is it with people hitting from behind the play? Not okay.
Yeah.
Well, this guy has done the right thing. Probably shouldn't have offered health advice in that environment, but anyway. But he has walked back to his car. He's removed himself from the situation. He made the mistake, though, of walking away with his back to the agitated teen at a skate park. I mean, if you see an agitated teen at a skate park, quite frankly, you start digging a hole and you climb
sit down. So we've got some vision on that on your Facebook page and also on page 57 of Today's West.
Yes, absolutely.
What else have we got?
We've also got a stealing. It's a pretty run-of-the-mill sort of stealing, but this one has two guys who are so clearly on CCTV. We've got, you could almost put them on the mantelpiece, and mum and dad would be proud of the photo, not to say
These guys are going to have a bad day today.
Very bad. So it's going to go up on Facebook.
There are a couple of clean-cut looking roosters, so I think it will last about 3 seconds in Hakea on Roman. So, boys, bring your belt to bite down on.
Oh, stop it.
Maybe you should be a magistrate.
Could you imagine?
Imagine. Being in remand on a stealing charge. That's excellent.
And they're from Bicton.
Bicton?
They're from Bicton.
Oh, yeah, they won't last a second.
We don't know if they're from Bicton.
but they were in Bicton.
They were in Bicton and they ran off and they may have gone to a house nearby. We just don't know. So it happened about 3:40 p.m. on Saturday, 3rd of October. Two men entered the liquor store on Canning Highway in Bicton. They've approached a display of Jacks.
Daniels. Oh, yeah. A classic tale.
Yes.
The black rat.
Yes. So fortunately, they didn't steal any coke as well. So there you go. So they're true drinkers. But they've selected two 700ml bottles each and run, literally bolted out of the door.
Wow. Yes. Real Ronnie Big Spec sort of great train robbery planning in this one, isn't it?
Criminal masterminds.
Genius, yeah.
So, they've run down Canimbla Street towards Fremantle, and they may have run into a house around there. So if anyone knows those people, I'm sure once they're up on Facebook, they're on the Crime Stoppers website now, we need to know who they are.
Indeed.
Simple as that. So
I've got a question for you without notice, and I apologise.
Oh, great.
Are you looking forward to the day where technology becomes so great that CCTV is going to be like high def?
Yeah, well, it would be good, but you got to understand that anything that high a resolution needs storage, and that's the problem.
Okay.
So, they can do it for 5 minutes of the day, but the problem is the rest of the day would be pretty ordinary.
Yeah, okay. Jen still says the Google, so she doesn't understand that kind of stuff.
The internet has a lot of interesting things on it.
Now, this next one, this is bad. I have sympathy for this alleged criminal.
Jesus, it must be bad.
He's gone up to an ATM in Rivervale. He says he's put his card in.
A likely story.
Cash.
Mm-hmm.
No cash comes out.
Also a likely story.
I don't know. Sometimes it could. And then he's done the usual thing of just completely trashing the ATM while screaming loudly, which I've got to say is probably going to be my reaction if that ever happens to me.
Please don't use an ATM around where I live.
Yeah.
So what happened, Mick?
Okay, this one, a guy used his ATM on Kooyong Road, Rivervale, about 8:45pm, Monday, 5th of October this time.
Mm-hmm.
At the completion of the transaction, or what we believe to be the end of the transaction, it appears as though he has lost his temper due to the cash not being dispersed.
Yep.
And he's began to kick and scream and pummel the screen, and he's ended up trying to pull the screen out, and the wires have been exposed and all sorts of stuff. So he's literally lost the plot.
Batted hair.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. Bare hands as well.
Yeah. Yep. Not great.
So
maybe he genuinely did, like, that kind of rage would suggest he should have had $50 coming out. And
but also, you should have just checked your balance first, mate.
You know what is infuriating? If you go to an ATM and you think, oh, you know the ones that charge you $2, whatever, and you go, I don't know if I've got enough money. And so you put your card in to check your account balance, and that charges you $2 just to check your account balance. And that $2 brings you under $20 to $18, which means you can't withdraw $20.
Ben, settle down.
Sorry.
Do you have a mobile phone?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm telling you, back in the day.
Account balance on your mobile phone app.
Anyway, I'll use the Google for that.
Wind up your old Nokia 5210 there.
We're going to bypass this next one, the woman attacked for cash, because that's another ATM thing and it's just going to get my rage up. So let's go to another alcohol theft.
Yeah,
$180.
Yep.
And that's about the price of one bottle of wine for you, mate.
That's the price of two cases of wine for me, thank you.
Okay, well, this one happened at about 1:50pm on Saturday, 3rd of October. Two women and a man entered a liquor store once again, but this time on Royal Street in East Perth. All three of them have walked around the store.
Oh, I know that one.
Do you?
Vintage Cellars.
Shh.
Oh, sorry.
Why can't we say that?
We don't.
What allegedly. Is with you guys not saying allegedly. Vintage Cellars?
Allegedly.
Because?
We don't disclose the name of the business.
Why do you say decamped?
Oh,
why do you say male instead of man?
Oh, my God. I'm sorry that I've derailed this conversation. I'm very sorry. That's just the one I know. Continue.
Yes, okay. So all of them walked around the store, selected all these items, mm-hmm. including a case of beer, pre-mixed spirits, including peach iced tea with vodka. I've never heard of that before.
That's new.
Yeah.
That's the new push for the pre-mix. Seltzers, apparently, are the new thing.
Oh, what is a hard seltzer? What is that?
Like soda water with booze in it.
Oh, right.
Okay. Let me check the Google.
But here's the real good part. Tawny Port is also stolen. Now, I know Ben would be a drinker of that.
I am a grumpy old man with my tawny in winter.
With your cigar.
To open fire with my Great Dane at my...
with your smoking jacket, your velvet smoking jacket.
Looking at the animal I just recently killed and hung over the fireplace.
I didn't know that you're a son of Trump.
Tawny Port. Okay.
Yes, and they've walked to the counter, as you do, mm-hmm. and then they've gone, kept walking. So they've not offered payment and they've not... answered any calls to say, come back and pay, please.
God. Why don't they ever steal rosé?
I don't know.
Or Merlot.
Oh,
you like a Merlot.
You know the quietest place on earth? The Merlot aisle at Dan Murphy's.
Really?
It's like tumbleweeds.
Well, it's too hot for Merlot here.
Yeah. And then we've got another one in a bottle shop. Who would work in a bottle shop? These people need to get some kind of national day of recognition.
I agree.
From all kickboxing lessons.
From all the years I've been doing this Crime Stoppers position, the number of stealings and incidents that happen at liquor stores is astronomical. So
wow. Yeah, do you think it's increasing?
Oh, well, I wouldn't say it's increasing. It's always been there because mm-hmm. people are so desperate for a drink, or some people, and they just help themselves, literally. So, yeah. The best part is the CCTV over the years has increased the quality enormously. So we're now locking up more and more and more of them. So
bonkers.
Keep going.
What happened in this latest one? This is in Balga.
This is a bit ironic, pardon
the pun. Didn't say anything.
Didn't say anything.
In Balga.
Balga's a great suburb. Come on, settle down, guys.
It's really thriving.
Yeah, the best thing to come out of Balga, Wanneroo Road.
Okay, well, this incident happened about 11:45 a.m. Once again, Saturday 3rd of October. It must have been the day for crime.
Was that the long weekend?
I can't remember. I don't. I'm sorry. I work public holidays, so it means nothing to me.
I might preach.
A man and woman entered a liquor store on Princess Road in lovely Balga. The man appeared very agitated and acting aggressively towards the woman he was with. The man grabbed hold of a freezer door and started pulling on it and ripped it off its hinges.
Oh my God!
Only in Balga.
This is like a superhuman criminal who's capable of tearing a fridge in half.
Yep, the Hulk. So he's done that, and then ironically he's punched the police anti-shoplifting sign several times. Now here's the positive of this case. At no time was anything stolen from the shop, so I think the sign worked.
Yes. So, good job, cops. Yes,
is this exactly the one where it's like the fake cop?
Mm. Yep.
Do you reckon he was so out of it?
Oh, no. Well, if he drips
I'm about to get arrested.
So we're considering an assault police officer, but
do it.
Probably not worth the paper it's been printed on.
That is just unbelievable.
Wow.
So he's left the store and walked out. Now, we think he was with that female, but we've only released the image of the man, but can't identify who he is. He's obviously got a little bit of an anger issue there, so... Mm.
And he looks scrawny too. So that's some.
Stay away from this guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Indeed. All right.
Okay.
Are we done?
We're
done.
Yep.
Crime wrap for the week.
For the fortnight.
Yeah.
If anyone has any information, please contact Crime Stoppers about these cases. They're on they'll be on the Facebook page and WA Police later today.
Or you can use the Google to locate them at Crime Stoppers
as well as WA.com.au.
All lowercase.
All lowercase.
And if you pick up the phone, your Telstra little prepaid phone, it's 1-800-333-000. Sydney Constable Mick Slaughter, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, Jenna.
Chief Reporter Ben Harvey, see you soon.
See you, Jenna.